just who I am to you. No, my darling, you, my sweet Caroline.
And Hello and good morning, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, and the show you're listening to is Sounds of the City. First of all, I must apologize because I'm usually here at an hour before right now, and my show starts at 10 and it goes on till 11, but the streets are just absolutely packed. I had 4 buses pass by me. The UBC's main entrance thing was closed off. I don't know why, but then that took us another extra 20 minutes to get across. Anyhow, if you're planning on coming out to UBC, or actually if you're planning on going anywhere right now, I highly recommend, start early. Give yourself an extra half an hour in the day because, yeah, traffic's busy, snow falling. I had to get up at like 6 in the morning because I had to go meet somebody for an odd reason. Anyhow, it was beautiful. The snow was pouring, and back then, 4 hours ago, it didn't seem that bad because there weren't as many cars. But right now, things are kind of screwed up. So while you're stuck in traffic or while you're sitting at home waiting to be stuck in traffic later on, I'm going to start my show and give you some good tunes so you can chill out for the day. The show goes on to 11. Sounds of the City is dedicated to promoting upcoming live music in Vancouver and the surrounding areas. Local, international, all genres, big, small, whatever. I select a group of musical acts in the next coming week, and I try to promote as many as I possibly can because I think there's a lot of good music out there that needs to be played. And I'll stop talking right now, and I'll get you to my first song for the day. Did you know that on November 21st, Plaid is coming to town? They're coming alongside the Square Root of Evil, and tickets are only $15 at the Biltmore. You can find it at Beat Street, Red Cat, High Life. Sorry, I don't usually talk this fast, but I gotta catch up. Anyhow, Plaid, here's a song by them. It's called New Family. Listen to this one. I will be back with more good news soon. Thank you. you just heard was the song New Family by Plate. They're playing next to the Square Root of Evil on Monday, November 21st, at the Biltmore Cabaret. Tickets are, as I said, $15. You can find them at Beat Street, Red Cat, and High Life. But before you pay tickets to go to that show, I have not a better place to spend your money, but another good place to spend your money in promotion of community music and community radio. As you've been listening to CITR, I think today's the first day, we are having our annual fun drive, which is our annual penny collecting request from our listeners. We have it once a year. It's been going on for a few years now. We have a high level of... We're trying our best to raise $35,000 this year to support community radio, because most of this radio station is run by volunteers, including myself. Most of the programmers, if not all the programmers, are volunteers. And yeah, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, everyone busts their bum off to make this radio station happen. So your donation, your charity, would be greatly, 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 greatly appreciated. As always, please call in CITR at 604-822-2487 and give a pledge, because you are awesome and this radio station is awesome. If you want to hear us more, we would love to have your money. If you can call in and give a pledge, I will be, depending on how much you can give me, I will give you, CITR will give back little just treats to just as a sign of our appreciation of your support. We already really appreciate you guys listening to us in the first place. But if you want to continue listening to us, please call in, give a buck, we'll make it happen for you. But you can call me in at 604-822-2487 to contact me directly right now. But while you're doing that, you can also listen to some of the Mahones, who are coming to Iron Road Studios on Saturday, November the 19th. Tickets are only $15, and here's a song by the Mahones called Drunken Lazy Bastard.
Get up now out of bed. imagine a life without CITR? Vancouver would lose an essential source of independent and eclectic music and spoken word programming. We are the home of diverse and hard-to-find music, the things commercial radio doesn't play. Multicultural programming in Vancouver would suffer a great loss. Marginalized communities and people fighting for social change would lose their voice. The community would lose out on CITR-sponsored shows and events. Sounds awful, right? The unique sounds and services of CITR Radio are possible only with your continued support.
To donate to the CITR Fund Drive 2011, call 604-UBC-UNIT or go online to citr.ca/fundrive today. Tune in to the future.
As you can see, it is time to tune into the future because CITR definitely needs your help. Tune in, call in at 604-822-2487. Any pledge will be greatly appreciated, from $1 to $1,000 to $5,000. Whatever you can, we highly appreciate it. What you just listened to was the Mahones, and they're playing Monday the 19th at Open Road Studios. And moving on, tickets are only $15. I highly recommend checking that show out if you feel like some punk ska, some dancing for the night. If you feel like some other kind of dancing, on the 24th of this month, the lovely Emily Spiller will be playing at the Falconetti's on Commercial Drive. The best part about the show is that it's an absolutely free show, and luckily, when she lives in, I think Emily currently lives in Courtney, and luckily I had a chance to catch up with her and have a quick chat with her when she dropped in the studio sometime in mid-September, and we recorded the chat, a good chat. I don't record all my chats, only the ones that come in the studio. I have it edited down to approximately 10-minute segment, which she will perform live for you as well with me, and then she's playing the 24th at Falconetti's. Listen to her interview, and then I'm going to play you a song from her. Actually, you know what? I'll play you a song for her first, so you can get a hang of, get a style of her music, and then check out our interview, and then we'll be back with more upcoming good times. For now, here is The Get-Go from CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Oh,
And what you just listened to was The Get-Go by the lovely Emily Spiller. My bad. I made a big boo-boo. I said November 24th. My bad. She, Emily Spiller, is playing at Falconetti's Wednesday, November 23rd. That is this Wednesday. And check out my interview with her, and then we'll get back with you with more music here at CITR 101.9.
When I was a kid and really loved it. And did that for about 5 years, enjoyed it tremendously, and then kind of just broke away and started doing my own thing, you know, boys, marijuana, things like that. And and then graduated, moved over here to Vancouver, and then, took a program, a couple courses, started doing open mic nights, things like that, kind of went from there.
What happened... All right, when did Emily Spiller music, so to say, come about? So if you go online and you check out Dave Matthews Band, it'll say it's 1991 to whenever. What's the first year?
Well, my first EP came out in 2007, so that would have been around then. But the type of stuff that I'm doing now is a little bit different. So I'm a solo artist now, doing live looping and things like that. So I've been doing that particular thing for about 3 years now.
I have one question, and I usually ask it.
Just one.
Well, one of my favorite questions, because I ask everybody this, and I don't know why it's the answer is always, it's cool to me. There's usually, a lot of artists have that one particular, either moment or that one particular event or whatever, that they knew that that's what a musician is what they wanted to become.
Uh-huh.
And I was just curious to know if you had any particular story, so to say, that what made you be like, no, this is it. I am a musician, and this is what I want to do with my life. Or were you born and you're like, I'm a fucking musician, that's right?
Well, I can't, it's a little bit
of
both.
You can be either, yeah.
Yeah, like for me, the story that pops up for me is, I remember being 3 years old, jumping up and down on my bed with the door closed, singing in my mirror to James Brown. And I thought it was the coolest thing ever. And I just, you know, it was like my little secret, right? You know, and I was like, if anyone ever heard me, of course I would have been mortified. But yeah, that was definitely it for me. I was like, this is what I love. This is what I want to do.
James Brown, the King of Soul. I'm assuming James Brown had a bit of influence on the type of music you play.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
So what other influences do you have? What type of music do you play?
That's the toughest question of all, isn't it? I mean, I'm highly influenced by everything that I grew up listening to, from Led Zeppelin to Joni Mitchell, right?
We got no boundaries, so you can let it all out.
Yeah, but, you know, I kind of lean towards elements of jazz and blues and soul and things like that, yeah.
What do you find necessary in a good song? Like, what defines a good song to you? It could be out of the genres that you even like, but what's in a good song to you?
I don't think it matters about the genre. I think it's more, it's about... the story, it's about the hook, of course. You know, if it sticks in your head, if it says something to you, evokes feeling, that kind of thing. But really, when it comes down to it, it's about soul. I can tell you, you know, like, we can all tell when we're at that show, that live show, and that person's got that thing, you know, that you just kind of, you really feel it. You feel like you're connected and you can relate. And that's, for me, what makes songs great, what makes music great.
Because when someone asked me, what type of music does Emily Spiller play, I said, honestly, I have this problem with a lot of bands that I really can't tell anymore what type of music they play. But if I had to put your music in one word, it was soul.
Oh, cool.
Because, and by soul, I don't necessarily even mean soul music. I more mean it comes from the heart.
Exactly.
It comes from a real place. It doesn't come from, I don't know, it just, like, you feel, that the general feeling I felt was soul. So, is that an appropriate
That's
title?
So cool. Thank you.
Is that a compliment?
That's a great compliment.
So if I told you I thought you were country, would you be disappointed?
I wouldn't be disappointed. I'd probably laugh.
All right. Fair enough. I'll laugh at that too.
You know.
No, I found soul, and that's what it was. It was like speaking from the bottom of your soul. Like, to me, good music doesn't necessarily mean knowing your chords perfectly or, you know, knowing how to change chords perfectly, or just knowing how, it's more being yourself.
Yeah.
It's not about anything magical. It's about the truth. It's particularly about the truth, and I felt like you had that, and it was awesome to hear that.
Oh,
so.
Thanks.
So, I'm sure you're gonna. Are you gonna play us a song later on?
I will play you a song. Sure.
So you said you've been living here for a while, and you've currently you live in the Comox Valley. Mm-hmm. What's and a lot of musicians who essentially are quote unquote trying to make it. They come to the big city, mm-hmm. Vancouver, which is the next place to be. Mm-hmm. But you seem to be going pretty damn strong outside of BC, outside of Vancouver, even outside of BC. Mm. How do you see, as an upcoming artist, living outside of the big city?
How do I see living outside of the big
like,
city?
By
me being on the island as opposed to being in Vancouver?
Well, yeah, because, for example, I know a lot of different musicians that are hoping to come to Vancouver because that's like the next step for becoming big. And not that I necessarily agree or disagree with it. I just wanted to know what your opinions are on that.
Well, I think it's, you know, we all have our own path to follow, and you got to kind of just read the signs along the way, you know, and everyone has their own way of going about that. Some people, you know, oh, they got to go to Toronto or L.A. or New York or, you know, wherever. I like to go to Australia a lot. That's one of my places I like to go and do music. So, you know, everyone's different. Vancouver's got an awesome scene. I mean, Victoria even has a fantastic scene. The Comox Valley has a great scene. There's lots of great, amazing little pockets, and it's nice to be able to, you know, visit them all and sort of see what everyone else is doing. Because, you know, otherwise you kind of get trapped in your own little bubble, and then you only know what's happening in your community. So,
Australia definitely does seem to be one of the next big musical places.
Oh, yeah.
For some reason, any artist that has come out of Australia ever to this day, I've absolutely adored.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes down to they got soul. And that was the lovely Emily Spiller. She came down to Vancouver. It was sometime mid-September, and we had a great quick chat. Hopefully next time she comes down, it'll be longer. But before she left, as I said, this was an edited interview. She played us a song on air, and it's called Sayonara. And check it out. You'll love it. On CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
One more step away to break the connection. It's getting late, I gotta close the gate. I gotta get up early, start my day. There's been too much wine in your system. Wasting too much time with obsession. Oh, I need to be free. I need to be free. Oh, but you can't see me underneath the mask. I miss your love. I need to be free. I need to be free. Of disguise. Oh, you wish you were mine.
perfect party. It's an elusive idea. People have to be completely entertained from the moment they walk in to the moment they leave. It's a grand experiment.
Welcome to the future of parties, the perfect party. We here at CITR consider ourselves party scientists, and we are proud to bring you into the future of parties with our annual Fun Drive finale at the Biltmore Cabaret. The Fun Drive finale celebrates the contributions of all our Fun Drive donors with a magnificent night of local music and a legendary silent auction. Friday, November 25th, there is no place you'd rather be than at the Biltmore Cabaret. Bands include Womankind, Shimmering Stars, Synth Cake, World Club, Love Cuts, Shearing Pinks, The Defectors, and more.
Advance tickets are available online at brownpapertickets.com or at your local record store.
A limited number of tickets will also be available at the door.
For more information and to check out the list of our silent auction swag, go to CITR.ca or search for Fun Drive Finale on Facebook.
CITR, tune into the future with us.
I am a party scientist. Welcome to my laboratory.
And we're back here with Sounds of the City Radio. I'm your host, Rain. What you just listened to before the lovely Fun Drive ad was the lovely Emily Spiller. She came on air mid-September, had it recorded, and she just played us a song called Sayonara. Please do go check her music out Wednesday, November 23rd. It's a free show at Falcon Eddie's on Commercial Drive. She is a wicked performer, absolutely wicked performer. And I must say, a gorgeous person as well. Anyhow, carrying on, Friday, November 25th. Sorry, I got the dates wrong in my head. Friday, November 25th, we have Chaos and Shad. They are coming to the Commodore Ballroom. And I'm going to play you a song. It's called The Love Song, just because it seems very, very appropriate for my mood right now. And we'll be back with more information on how to get tickets for that show. Though you probably already know since I've said it so much.
Contrary to popular belief, you know what? No, this is not a love song. It's a sonic, damn it feels good to have people up on it, but I'm just a fool playing with the master's tools, learning how to break the rules of this record company, cool, hallucination, I see with my eyes, but my heart's telling me lies, why do I fantasize, why am I telling lies to the people from the stage, pretending it's all good when inside there's fire and rage. Cause I can't understand how a man lives off the life of another man. Trying to pimp the universe, that's a joke. I stay rocking the boat down on my last note. It's murder she wrote, assassination vocabulary. I see your termination is heavily necessary. I should've known, they do it for Forbes alone. I do it to break the walls. If I fall off, then let me know, people. It's funny how life can go. First you ride high, then you might lay low. Don't get high off your own supply. Summer said first before a fall comes by. This is my message to the world. Just try to reach every boy and girl. Not trying to say if it's right or wrong. Just, you know what, I love y'all. Lyrical optometrist with 20-20 vision. I serve my rhymes like my granny used to serve provision. Chaotical, amniotical fluid. The rap druid is fluid. Yeah. In the art of onomatopoeia. Metaphysical, microscopic topic dropper. When I was a kid, I wanted roller skates and a bike chopper. What a last pop, pop. Never thought to keep me in style. That's why I'm schizophrenic now. So God bless the child that has his own. The harvest we reap is what we sow. Chrome microphone, shoot it towards the dome of computer digital clone. Yeah. That mimic philosopher's stone, singing the styles they own when they bite like microphone grounds. When it sounds ill, relationship is a mirror that you see yourself within, and the picture is clearer. That's why I'm on the scene with a mic like Ernesto Guevara, while they exploit your life like Geraldo Rivera. They just, it's funny how life can go. First you ride high, then you might lay low. Don't get high off your own supply. Summer said first before a fall comes by. This is my message to the world. Just try to reach every boy and girl. Not trying to say if it's right or wrong. Yeah, this is just a love song. It's easy not to care what people say. It's harder to pretend to try. Cause they can only love you from yesterday. I'm looking at the now, they're both high.
just a man who's walking. They stand around and keep talking. They try to clip my wings, but wisdom kills so many things. Say it again. I'm just a man who's walking. They stand around and keep talking. They try to clip my wings, but wisdom says so many things.
And what you just heard was The Love Song by Chaos. He is playing at the Commodore Ballroom on Friday, November 25th. Tickets for his show are $35. As all Live Nation shows, you need to buy tickets through the Ticketmaster.com. So want to check that out. He's performing in town for one night. He hasn't been here in a long time, so I highly recommend checking him out. Also on that night, if you can't afford $25 and you want to support community radio in good times, CITR is having its Fun Drive finale. So, I don't, as many of you know, CITR's Fun Drive starts with a selected group of bands who play every Tuesday night starting mid-September. And they get chosen down, and essentially the winner of every night ends up playing at the Fun Drive finale, which is on the 25th of this month, and it's happening at the Biltmore Cabaret. Tickets are only $10 for a wicked lineup of, here goes the list, Womankind, Shimmering Stars, Synthcake, World Cup, Love Cut, Shearing Finks, and the Defectors. Tickets, you can find them at Zulu, Red Cat, or High Life, or at the door at the Biltmore Cabaret, 395 Kingsway. I have a song from an EP released by the Love Cuts. It's called High Smile Wave. Check it out, and we'll be back to end this show shortly. Unfortunately, time flew by really quickly, so I didn't get a chance to do my entire show as I kind of wanted to. And before I forget to say it again, please call in and give your pledge. Donate any penny, any $1,000. Anything you do, you can donate will be greatly, greatly, greatly appreciated. You can call. We have volunteers, programmers on the line right now. You can call at 604-822-8648. So that's UBC Unit, 604-822-8648, to help with any pledge. Or you can call me directly at the station. That's 822-2487. But I want to play some Love Cuts. It's called High Smile Wave here at CITR 101.9. FM Vancouver. Enjoy.
Yeah.
what you just heard was the Love Cuts. We heard two songs from them. The song that you just heard was called Lone Wolf, and the first song we heard was High Smile Wave. That's from their 7-inch EP. Love Cuts are, once again, they're playing with Womankind, Shimmering Stars, Synthcake, World Club, Shearing Finks, and The Defectors at for the CITR's Fun Drive finale on Friday, November 25th. Once again, tickets are $10. You can get it at Zulu, Red Cat, High Life, or at the door. Well, my show is almost at the end of it, but I've asked permission from Jason to play you one more song before I head out. And Death from Above 1979. They're playing, once again, they're also playing at the Commodore. Tickets are $45. The show is Sunday, November 20th. And I'm going to leave you with a song. It's a little bit of a rock and rolly song called Romantic Rights from Death from Above 1979. However, I'll leave you with this. However, tune in next Friday at 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Tune in all the time, but my show is between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. And I promise, next time I'll be on time. And I don't care. I'll leave at 6 in the morning so I'll know I'll be here on time. I don't care if a tornado comes. CITR Sounds of the City is a show dedicated to promoting upcoming live music in Vancouver and surroundings. No particular genre. Everything goes. So we've played anything from electronic to heavy metal to just pure good rock and roll, which I'm going to play for you right now. That's Death from Above's 1979 with Romantic Rights. You're listening to Ryan on Sounds of the City here at CITR 101.9 FM. And please do not forget to call and make a pledge and donate any penny that you have to CITR, because community radio needs your help, and this is our annual fund drive. We need your help. So please call in at 604-822-8648. We'll have our programmers. They would love to speak to you. What? Don't you love people calling and giving you money? Doing what you will love to do? Absolutely. And they would love for you to do the same as well. So highly appreciate it. Here's Death from 1979 with Romantic Rights. Peace out. Take it easy. Bye-bye.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We're broadcasting live from the Student Union Building at the University of British Columbia, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Jason Jay, here to serve you, the listener. As you all know by now, CITR is currently running its annual fund drive. It's your opportunity to show your support for not just the station, not just the magazine Discorder, but also the people who spend countless hours preparing quality entertainment for you. Give us a call at 604-822-8648 and make a donation. That's 604-822-8648. I believe that spells UBC Unit. Tell them Jason J sent you. About every 5 minutes, give or take a few, I'll be letting you know about our annual fund drive. On the way, in Australia,